I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Glad to have you with us today. You know, of all the places in the world we could begin the show today, there's really one clear choice, Finland, which is where, in Helsinki, President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin held their historic summit.
Our relationship has never been worse than it is now. However, that changed as of about 4 hours ago. I really believe that. Nothing would be easier politically than to refuse to meet, to refuse to engage, but that would not accomplish anything.
The two leaders spoke about nuclear arms control, energy markets, and working together in Syria. The 45-minute press conference was really overshadowed by one question, though, one word, in fact, collusion. The president repeatedly stressed that there was no collusion between his 2016 presidential campaign and Russia. Here's Vladimir Putin's take.
Once again, President Trump mentioned the issue of Russia's so-called interference in the American elections. And I had to reiterate things I have said several times, including during our personal contacts, that the Russian state has never interfered and is not going to interfere in internal American affairs, including the election process. If such things arise, we are ready to analyze them together.
Then the truly remarkable happened. The U.S. president took the Russian president's word over that of his own government. On Friday, the Department of Justice had charged 12 Russian military intelligence agents with hacking the presidential campaign of Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton. Trump said Putin's response had been clear.
I have great confidence in my intelligence people, but I will tell you that President Putin was extremely strong and powerful in his denial today. And what he did is an incredible offer. He offered to have the people working on the case come and work with their investigators with respect to the 12 people. I think that's an incredible offer.
On the line with me from London is Karen von Hippel. She's a former counterterrorism advisor at the U.S. State Department. She's now the director of the Royal United Services Institute, a think tank in London. So what do you make of that moment when the president of the United States seems to put more trust in Vladimir Putin than his own American intelligence agencies?
Well, it's not the first time that he has thrown the intelligence community under the bus. It's incredibly shocking, and I don't know how the intelligence community leaders will respond to this, if anybody will resign or not. Including his ambassador in Russia. I mean, it is pretty shocking, this whole experience, but it's not surprising either.
I mean, it's not the first time Trump has spoken this way, but it's certainly the first time he's done so in front of the person that the American intelligence services are basically saying aided and abetted this hacking of the 2016 election. I mean, there are some critics, and they seem to be coming from all political stripes, though noticeably absent Republican lawmakers currently serving. Some are saying this is treason. Some say this is truly the end to the rules-based order following the Second World War. I mean, how do you see the gravity of today's moment?
It's so hard to know. I mean, Trump keeps doing these quite extraordinary things, and sometimes you feel inured to it all. But on the other hand, after the last few weeks where he was criticizing U.S. allies such as UK, the Canadians, the French, and others, countries that have sent their troops to fight and actually die alongside U.S. soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan, when he criticizes those sacrifices and those allies, and then he praises Russia at a time like this when Russia is interfering pretty much everywhere in the Balkans and the Baltics, throughout Europe, obviously in the U.S. elections, in Syria, where they're responsible for killing civilians. I mean, it just really is, it's just mind-blowing, basically. It's hard to know really how to respond to it.
Do you see the president's comments today as a sea change, even though he's alluded to these things before?
No, I mean, I think it's entirely consistent with what he has said so far about Putin. For whatever reason, he is afraid to criticize Putin, and none of us know if Putin has anything on him or if he just really admires him because he is a strong man. It's just really hard to say. Obviously, there are very good reasons for the United States and the Russians to get along, but the question is, at what cost?
I mean, astounding as it was, the news conference between Trump and Putin was just part of this summit. What about the private meeting they held beforehand? How concerned are you that whatever was discussed in private for some 90-plus minutes between Trump and Putin was off the record?
Yeah, I mean, the surprising thing I think about this particular meeting was that there was no agenda and that he did not appear to have much prep himself for the meeting. He spent the weekend playing golf in Scotland, as we all know, instead of preparing for this meeting. Any other president would have grounded themselves in all the arguments about the various issues that might have come up, whether it would be NATO, Syria, or the U.S. elections. And it does not appear to be the case that Trump bothered with any of that.
I think a lot of people see today's press conference as confirmation that we are indeed in a new world. I'm just wondering from you, Karen, do you think this new world is a more dangerous one?
Well, it's very concerning when the U.S. pulls back from its normal leadership role, the leadership role that we've all come to expect since the end of the Second World War. It's not clear to me which other countries are going to come together to try to provide that leadership, whether Europe, Canada, and others can do it without the U.S. And if not, what do we end up with? We end up with this situation where leadership goes to the highest bidder, depending where you are. So it could be China, in some places Russia, in other places Iran, in other places. It's not going to make for a stable international order, that's for sure. And it's deeply concerning. I do think some U.S. allies are potentially going to play the long game. They must be thinking, well, look, he won't be around forever. Let's do what we can to keep it all together around the edges and then reinvigorate this when he's gone. But who knows what the world will look like by the time Trump is gone.
Fiona Hill is an old hand on Russia. She's pretty grounded in reality, according to most of her colleagues, when it comes to Russia policy. Do you think that maybe Fiona Hill has some long game going on here that we don't know about?
Look, the reality is there are some very good advisors working for Trump, and he has some very smart members of the cabinet. The issue is he doesn't, you know, it's not clear who he listens to, even his senior cabinet members. He often disagrees with them in public, and so it's just really hard to say who has influence on him and how they are influencing him. I mean, John Bolton should be very strongly against what Russia is doing.
The National Security Advisor. Yeah.
Right. And it's not clear to me that he listens to anybody. I mean, he has extraordinary confidence in his own abilities and his own wisdom and his own judgment. And I don't think many other people have the same type of confidence that he does.
You know, even commentators and anchors at the usually loyal to Trump Fox News are critical of this moment. What do you think this means for Trump's base? I mean, I know you're there in London, but can they continue to back him if their proxies to Trump continue to criticize this alliance with Putin?
You would think that criticism of the entire U.S. intelligence community, the support of whatever Putin is saying, should be the final straw. But it's really hard to say. They just seem to support him no matter what he does.
Karen von Hippel, formerly with the U.S. State Department, now director of the Royal United Services Institute in London. Thanks very much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.